Many of you may already know this, but I suspect that many of you don't, that Paul's profession was a tent maker. He was like the Coleman of the New Testament. That's what he did, is he went around making tents for people. And in the verses preceding our second reading today, he actually starts using that analogy, comparing it to a building, something substantial, something lasting, like our church, made out of stone and something that will last for years to come. Many of us can kind of relate to this, especially in the summer during these camping months. You know, we can go and stay in a tent for the weekend, but probably not what we would want to do long term, because when the storm comes, might blow it away, or it hails and it rips the tent apart. We'd rather be in our house where we're a little safer. What Paul's doing is he's comparing the tent to this life and the building, the structure, to heaven. But he's also doing something else. In our second reading today, he introduces this idea of being at home or away. I remember I like to go out to visit some of our families who like to go camping. I haven't gotten an invitation in quite a while, so I don't know what I did wrong last time. I remember driving one day. I was driving with one of them through the Cheney campground, and I remember this one RV was parked there, and you know, it's like nicer than most of our houses, you know? And it had this big screen in it that is the biggest big screen I've ever seen. And the way they had it positioned, too, they had windows so that you could actually watch it from the outside. I was like, well, that's nifty. And they had lights set up and patio furniture, you know? And I'm thinking, man, that's a lot of trouble to go to, right, for a weekend at the campground. And I said something to the person I was with, and they said, well, Father, they live here, you know, and they literally do. You see, sometimes we consider our tent being at home. Sometimes we consider our home, our building, being away. And what Paul's trying to get across to us in our second reading today is where we consider home and what we consider away, because many of us have it mixed up. We think that this life is being at home and that heaven is away. And for the Christians, it's exactly the opposite. This life is being away from the Lord. In fact, what does he say in the second reading? While we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. And then watch what he does. He switches it. He says, we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. We would rather be away from the body and go home to the Lord. You see, for the Christian, it's flip-flopped. Right now, we're in a temporary state. We're away. We live in a tent. And yet, how many of us try to make our home here in this life? About 5 or 6 years ago, when I was at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, the pastor there at the time asked me to go take a look at the sound system in the parish hall, because I used to work in that before becoming a priest. And I determined that the microphone probably wasn't the appropriate microphone for that space. So I went down here to the Guitar Center right around the corner. And I went into the microphone section. I met a very nice young man named Jason. And told Jason what I needed, and he hooked me up. And he said, I think you probably also got some tuning problems. Would you like me to come and take a look at it? And I said, well, really? You know, he's like, yeah. In fact, I'm getting ready for my lunch break. Why don't I just come with you? And I'm like blown away by his kindness, you know. And I said, well, sure. And so we're driving over to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and talking. And, of course, I'm wearing my priest costume, so that brings up some conversation right there. And I find out he's an evangelical Christian, very into his faith. And I asked him, so do you work at the Guitar Center full time? And he responded with one of the most curious responses I've ever gotten to that question. He said, no, this is just my tent-making job. And I said, you're what? He said, this is my tent-making job. And he went on to explain himself, telling me that his job, no matter where it was in this world, he felt was just a tent, just temporary. All it did was serve his faith, serve his journey to heaven. And so it really didn't matter to him what his profession was or what he did. Yes, he wanted to put food on the table for his family, but he viewed it all as so temporary. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is a guy who really gets this reading. That everything we do in this life is simply temporary, is simply a tent, and all is in service of the building and the life to come where we really should be making our home. Brothers and sisters, your work, your school, your ball games, your trips to the pool, everything we do, even our naps and our sleeping, should all be oriented not towards making our home in this life, but be making our home in the next. And if it's not helping you make your home in the next life, then it's not worth doing. In fact, it's taking you away from God and taking you away from heaven if it is not helping you build a life in heaven. In the past couple weeks, I went to visit somebody who was very sick. And they were really distraught because they had some serious illness and they might die. And what I was really blown away by is when I was talking to them, you know, just they weren't ready to let go of this life. And I think many of us are in that spot, right? But Jesus tells us that we should be ready to go at any time. And if you view this life as a tent, as something temporary, as being away, being on a journey, being a nomad, then you're eager to get past this life and into the next. Doesn't mean you have a death wish, but you're eager to get past it and on to the real thing. And so many of us, I find, especially with people who are elderly or maybe facing serious illness, they've spent their whole life investing in this world as their home. And then it's so hard for them to let go. But guys, if this life is just your tent, just temporary, then it won't be hard to let go of at all. Where is your true home? Where have you made your dwelling as a Christian? Have you made it in this world or in the life to come? And where are you building your home? In this life or in the next?